next to you. I wanna do what you ask me to. I wanna go where you say. You say.
Praise Lord, God bless you, saints. You may have your seat. You take whatever you Sarah, thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't find out that Sister Tina wasn't going to be here. I've been trying to think of a special. Because you always got to go to the fallbacks. Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Amen.
I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but only trust in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
7:30, and then also Sunday morning, April 25th at 10:30. God bless you. As far as our giving goes, we have two ways of giving online. That's through Cash App and PayPal. When using PayPal, when donating, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend to minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. The email address that you will use is giving@john423.org. Cash App, it would be $SpiritandTruthT. Amen. And all those who desire to mail to any tithing and offering, the address is at the bottom for all of us in the sanctuary, just beyond this wall. There's a wooden box we can give there. God bless you. Amen. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, that you have blessed us in so many ways, Lord. Spiritually, physically, mentally, domestically, Father, every way, Lord, you have been blessing us, each one, Lord. We're so grateful. Now, Lord, this little portion of our worship, Lord, we give unto thee, our tithing and our offering, Lord God, and there are so many blessings, Lord, that come through. Father, you promised, Lord, to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, Lord, where there wasn't room enough to contain. Lord, and even as Brother Joseph just said, you are mighty. You are a God of abundance, Lord. You come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I pray thee, O God, shower down your blessings. Lord, open that window of heaven. Pour the blessings upon your people, Lord. May spiritual giants raise up in this church, Lord God. Father, may you bless the people financially, Lord. Meet each and every need that they have, Lord God. Bless our giving, Lord, that we may give to others. Lord, you bless, Lord, Abraham, that he may be a blessing to others. Now bless us, his children, Lord, that we may be blessings to them, to be able to give unto the needs of others, Lord God. Lord, you need people in positions like that to do so. Father, may it be us, Lord. We just ask, oh God, that you have your way, Lord, as we prepare, Lord, to hear the word of Almighty God. We ask that you would anoint our pastor in a mighty way to come speak your truth to your people. So we commend him in this service, this prayer, into your hands. It's in Jesus Christ's name.
Back. back, and we have a lot of the saints that are away in the Sister Virginia had to go to Alabama. Sister Tina and Sister Rachel, they even there in South Carolina. I know next weekend there's a big wedding in South Carolina. Some other saints will be there. A number of things happening, but we keep pressing on in Jesus' name. Just want to remember everybody in prayer. And God will just keep them over the dangerous highways as they're going to and fro. We never take things for granted. So many people that get in the car and didn't realize that was their last time getting in the car. So we want to just always remember the saints in prayer as they go to and fro.
Amen.
Amen. For some reason, I think there was some. I mentioned to you all that we want to try to get the picnic planned. So sometime we're looking, either sometime in the end of May or 1st of June, that we're looking at trying to get a picnic planned for the church. So just keep that in mind, and we'll give you some specifics as we get more information. Just keep that in mind. But we do want to have a church picnic that we can all come together for a little fellowship. Amen. All right. Musicians, thank y'all so much. Appreciate you all. And amen. And Brother Quake, who calls you all the Seraphims. Amen. So we thank God for the Seraphims. Amen. He Brother Quake, who had a situation in school where he did everything he could to get out of this. He said, I did this a couple years ago, but it was some class where they have to be in online for 8 hours a day or something like that. And I said, Brother, I've been there. I know what that's all about. When I was in school, I had this weekend class, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There was no way out of it. You know, you had to take it if you wanted to get through, get your degree. But so I've been there, and I know what that's like. It's not easy to have to, miss church, but God knows. And sometimes God allows things like that because he has a purpose for it. Amen. So we're trusting the Lord just to be with our brother. Amen. During this time. So praise the Lord. Let's read a scripture in Acts chapter 2. Good to have the Morales family that will attack the world with Brother Joe. But they made it through. And we thank God for that. Just touching them and allowing them to get back into the service of the Lord. Amen. Here in Acts chapter 2, we're reading at verse 14. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. I tell you what, I know we've been reading the scripture, but I would love for the scripture to become a manifestation.
Amen.
Amen. In the midst of God's people.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all walk out of here drunk.
Amen.
You came sober, but you leave drunk.
Amen.
And that's I would love to see that happen. Police have to pull you over on the side of the road. Why in the world is your car just swerving like this? I don't see no open containers in this car. What is going on? Did you have to give me a testimony? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Praise God. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Lord, and a blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, how grateful we are to come and read the scripture. And Lord, we're just trying to enter a channel, Lord, that the prophet brought when he preached his sermon, the junction of time. He talked about seven different junctions. But Lord, you allowed the prophet to read this scripture as he preached on that subject. And Lord, just trying to follow the mind of Christ, we pray that you would just minister to us and help us, Lord, to see the things that we can't see, Lord, and to experience the things that are written here in scripture. We realize that what was written here, Lord, in the book of Acts, is a promise to generations, not just to those that were there on the day of Pentecost, but even to this day is a promise. And Father, we're under expectation for your word to be made manifest in this place. Oh God, let us not leave here the same way we came, but may the Holy Spirit take complete control over all that happens from this point forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. So last Sunday we preached on the fifth junction, but I took it from an angle of Easter, because as Brother Troy told us, the slope has a slope back to Calvary, and we just wanted to focus, amen, a lot on things pertaining to Easter. But I had some other things that I wanted to just kind of deal with in that fifth junction. We know there are seven junctions that the prophet talked about. The first one being Noah and the ark, where the sons of God went after the daughters of men, and you know, just the judgment that came upon the earth during that time. Second junction was Moses and the children of Israel. God had a prophet and the miraculous taking place during each junction, and Moses was the prophet there in the second junction. And there's so many miracles. Moses calling down flies, and turning water into blood. The Red Sea opening up, and you name it, miracle after miracle happening there at the junction. Abraham and Lot, it was a miracle that Lot and his family came out of Sodom. That's a miracle.
Yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
If God has delivered you from some stuff, that's a miracle. Right? Amen. So, God also changing the body of Abraham and Sarah that they might bring forth the promised son. A lot of things happened during that third junction. We had finished that Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal. That was the fourth junction. And I want to go back and hit something there. Jesus came at the fifth junction. Martin Luther and John Wesley would be the sixth junction. We'll get there. And the second coming of Christ would be the seventh junction. So we got just a couple more that we want to hit here before we finish this series. But I wanted to go back to that fourth junction. I made comments to it when I preached it. But I wanted to read a particular quote that went along with some of the comments that I made. But let's just read here from 1 Kings 17, 1 through 6. And I just felt in my spirit that as Brother Solomon was singing the song, Let Go and Let God, as soon as I stopped worrying how the story ended and all that, I said, oh, what a connection to where I want to start at this morning. It's the Holy Ghost that's in control. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we come, we just think it's just another song. Amen. But God knows exactly what song to place where. And he's sometimes if you listen with your spiritual ear, God can actually speak a message to you through the song. Right? The song itself will bring you encouragement. And just remember that the word, soon as I stop worrying. Worrying how to see, you're trying to write your own story.
Amen.
But it ain't even your book.
Amen.
It ain't even your book. You can't write your, if it was your book, you can write how the end of the story gonna be. But this is God's book. Right? So as soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, that's when I let go and I let God. And God been fighting with some of us, wrestling with some of us, trying to get a tell me, let go and let me have this.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And if you don't know already, you already the victor. You already the overcomer. It may not feel like it, but you somehow you gonna win this thing.
Amen.
Thinking to myself, even in sports and things of that nature, a team may. They may have really good players, and on paper, it already seemed, it looked like they won.
Right.
On paper, based on the status of the players that they have.
Right.
But they still got to get in the game.
Yeah.
If you're a basketball team, you still got to put the ball in the bucket.
Amen.
If you're a football team, you still got to score a touchdown.
Yeah. That's good, brother.
I mean, you still got to work for it some kind of way, somehow.
Amen.
But not the same way. On paper, we know we already victorious.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
On paper, and scripture says that we're already overcomers.
Amen.
But we got to get in the battle anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to go through the trials anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Don't run from the trial, run to it.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. But that's all it is a trial. And sometimes it just makes it look that much better. You go through all that, and at the end, you score the winning touchdown. At the end, you shoot a three-pointer and the team win. It just makes it all that much more better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Or you have to have a big comeback.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Seemed like you were down the whole time, but you had a big comeback. Well, somebody's been set up for a comeback.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said you've been set up for a comeback.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what it looked like. It may look like you defeated. You may feel like you defeated. But you have been predestinated by Almighty God to win.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He never lost a battle. He never wins.
Amen.
Glory. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. So here I'm in 1 Kings 17. Amen. And starting at verse 1, this is tied to the fourth junction, but just wanted to read something to you this morning, hopefully to be an encouragement. Here, the Bible says that Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years." Look at this now. "But according to my words." Right? And I mean, and this man had the authority as a prophet of God to stand out there and say, "It cannot rain until I say so." Right? I would just think about that, right? Because God is the one that controls the rain. Right? I mean, and no matter, these guys could have traveled to other cities and saw rain happening all over the place. But because that prophet was living there, and that prophet said it will not rain until I say so, then it was not going to rain until he said so. Right? But notice now, and I'm going back, and because as I brought this a few weeks ago, the very next Sunday, y'all remember, right? The very next Sunday, the devil was attacking Brother Ernie on that Friday night service, attacking him. And he was doing everything he could to preach on Sunday morning. And I was trying to talk about it. I said, "Brother, no, I can do it. I know, Brother Jack, I'm okay. Brother Ernie, come out here," picked up and said the exact coming from Washington State all the way on the other side of the USA and come and preach the same exact scripture, not only that, made the same comment. Hallelujah. When you see things like that happen in church, that tell you that Jesus
the building.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Amen.
We're not just playing church.
Amen.
We come to experience Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, you know, I was just very blessed by, you know, our brother doing that. And I want to just kind of go back. I'm going to keep reading here. Verse 2 says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. Amen. That is before Jordan. It says, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Oh, I just love the word of God. It says, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Now, just a couple comments, and I want to go to the sermon, A Trumpet Gives an Uncertain Sound. That's the quote that I'm going to be reading from. But just a couple comments here. The ravens were already commanded by God to bring food before the prophet arrived at the brook. Right? And the other thing is that we need to understand, it was Elijah that caused the condition. His words. I hope we can catch this. His words cause his condition. I want you to understand, amen, saints of God, sometimes it's your words that cause your condition. Oh, hallelujah. Your words, the way that you talk, what you speak, sometimes we speak hastily. Right? We get ahead of ourselves, and our words, amen, cause our condition. It was Elijah's words about it would not be rained. That's what caused his condition. But I need you to understand, even though he might not have thought it all the way through, sometimes we don't think it all the way through. We don't realize how that's going to impact us, how that's going to affect us. Do you realize God done already went ahead of you? And God is already preparing a way for you. Hallelujah. God got a place for you to be sustained. Even when your words have impacted your condition. So I was writing this before the condition worsened. God had already made a way. I love that. Before the condition worsened, God had already made a way. Now look at this, and the trumpet gives an uncertain sound. The prophet says, now, he said, Elijah, I want you to get up there in the driest place in the country, plumb up on the mountain where there ain't no springs. Now, God is sending him somewhere where it's almost an impossible situation for him to get anything out of this. And I love the way the prophet is able to kind of take us on the scene here, right? He says, up in the driest place in the country, plumb up on the mountain where there ain't no springs. Glory. But I have one up there for you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. In order to be sustained, God only needed to provide him one brook.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Sometimes God only needs to provide you one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You don't need a whole bunch, just one.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. One job that'll meet all your needs. Amen. One house that'll satisfy you. God only has to provide you one.
Right.
Glory, glory, glory. He says, plumb up the mountain where there ain't no springs, but I have one up there for you. He was fully persuaded. He climbed up on the mountain and sat down by the brook Cherith. Now, what am I going to do up here? Now, this is Elijah talking. And Brother Branham, categorically, now, what am I going to do up here? I've already commanded the ravens to feed you. Mm-hmm. Look at this now. He says, this is his mindset. Brother Branham's kind of taking us through how we would think about it if we was Elijah. Yeah. He said, now how is them ravens? Now wait a minute, Lord. That's the way we talk.
Yes,
now wait a minute, Lord. Gave you a promise, but you said, now wait a minute, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, no. The trumpet sounded. That's enough. How is it going to happen? Oh, Jesus. Look at this. He says, I don't know. I don't care.
That's a glory.
Oh,
church this morning.
I don't know what you're facing, but you might have the same question. How is it going to happen? That might be a question, but take the response that the prophet just gave us. I don't know, and I don't care.
Exactly where to go. Yeah. Now, if you don't don't show up, Elijah, that's your problem. Right. The rain is going exactly where to go because I have commanded them. Notice that. Elijah, you don't have to talk to the ravens. You don't have to talk to the ravens. You ain't got to try to get them to understand what you want. But look, God already know what your likes are. He know what you like to eat. Oh, church, don't somebody preach with me this morning. He already know exactly what you want in the morning. He know what you want for breakfast.
Amen.
He know what you want for dinner.
Amen.
And God has a way of providing exactly what you need.
Amen.
And all he's saying, Elijah just told them, I have commanded raven service. Not just room service, raven services coming to you, Elijah.
Amen.
Because of your obedience. I might do it.
Yeah.
No, I have done it.
Yeah.
I will do it. No, not even I will do it. Not I will. I might do it. It's, I've already done it. Lord, it's already done. Oh, Jesus. See, this just blessed my heart. I gotta go back. Cause see, I had this quote in my notes, but I didn't get to it when I preached the fourth church, and just the Lord took control, and that was fine. God know what He's doing every time.
Amen.
Every time. I said I'll come back to it. You know, but since I had in my notes, Brother Ernie come to preach and just kind of confirm. You can take that down just for a second. I'm gonna come back to it. It says he come and preach that we were in the right channel.
Yeah.
And then when we approached the meetings last week, the Holy Spirit picked up some things. Mm-hmm. We had a Terry service, our first Terry service, and just, you know, again, the results were that, to me, were very, very wonderful. Mm-hmm. And what the Lord spoke to us through that the Terry service says, yield and I will speak. Mm-hmm. My glory is healed. You are no longer bound. You are free in Jesus' name. And at the end of that statement, it says, it is done.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
See, I've already done it. Right? You yield and I will speak. My glory is here. You are no longer bound. You are free in Jesus' name. It is done.
Amen.
What I say, I will do.
Yes, sir.
This is my word to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So God's already done this.
Right.
And now everybody, the way that that's spoken, everybody going through something different. So it means something different to everybody.
Right.
Based on the trial that you're facing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Glory to God. But I need you to know it's already done.
Yeah.
If you can just let go and let God, it's already done.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let me go on in this quote here, and I'm going to finish this, and we'll turn the corner. Glory. It says, his voice sounded forth and said, I have not, Elijah, I might do it. I have done it. I will do it. No, I already done it. Amen. That's our God tonight. Not he will do it. He has already done it. Amen. He's already done it. Amen. Not he will. He might. Probably he will. He's already done it. I've commanded the ravens.
Amen.
Amen. I say amen to that. Thank God. I've already done it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Says he commended his spirit to all men. He commends his blessings. He ascended on high and he gives gifts to men. Somebody's going to get it. And I prophesy that over you again this morning. Somebody is going to get it.
Amen.
Amen.
Let it be me, Lord. Let me be that somebody that's going to get everything God promised me. I'm going to get it.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because it's already done.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody's going to get it. Somebody will turn it away. It's not my business how it comes.
Woo! That's right.
It's just so it gets there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. God said it would be so, and it's so.
Yeah.
Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. How is it going to come? I don't.
the promises unto you, unto your children, to them that's afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Can I put it this way? How are they going to come? I don't know. You know what else? I don't care. I'm not sitting here worrying about all that. I'm just looking for God to manifest his promise to me. Glory! Hallelujah! Amen. It says, now you can explain that away. The trumpet that has done sounded, and I believe it, I obeyed it, and got it. Amen. Now try to argue me out of it once. Amen. Oh, I'm not perfect. No. I just love that. See, when God gives you a promise, you just hold on with everything you got. Don't let the devil take it from you. I don't care what it is that you're facing. Don't be... I can just try to get beyond yourself.
Yeah. Right.
I can just say it like that. Get beyond yourself because you limit yourself.
Yeah.
God, how's this and how's that? I need somebody to explain it to me. Mm-hmm. I'm from Missouri. Let's show these things. No, you're not from Missouri. You're from heaven. Glory to God. And you walk by faith and not by sight. You don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know how God going to bless us with a church. I don't know. I don't care. I don't know how he's going to bless us with a school. I don't know. And I don't care. Just as long as he does.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you gotta talk back to your mind back. The devil's trying to get you to explain.
Right.
What about this? And what about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the devil's job.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd be like, I know I'm supposed to walk by faith.
Yeah.
If you know it,
that's it.
If you know it, then don't add nothing else to that.
Right.
Just keep walking by faith. When you can't explain it, keep walking.
Yeah.
When you can't feel it, keep walking.
Yeah.
When you ain't heard nothing, keep walking.
Amen. Yeah.
That's in the word of God.
Yeah.
God cannot lie. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I don't know and I don't care. Amen. 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 If I don't get nothing else from the service today, I'm taking that one with me. I don't know. And I don't care.
Yes.
When you get to the point you don't care, then the devil just can't keep bringing questions to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. But well, what about, I don't know. I don't know. Let me also add another part to this.
I don't
even
care.
I don't but God. But God. But God.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. Amen. I just love the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. All right. So here, I'm picking up on this fifth junction. Amen. Brother Branham called this one of the main junctions. One of the main junctions. Five, we know, is the number of grace. We know that we received grace at the cross through what our Lord and Savior did. This was a very, very important junction. There was a statement that was made. I won't read it all. It says, just before that great junction, there come the devil out amongst the preachers and said, the days of miracles is past. And there's no such a thing, and at that same time, God sent angels to the earth. All right, so now I want to just kind of make a couple statements here, because we realize that at every junction of time, God sends forth his prophets, and then also he sends his angels, and they come to give a warning. Amen. He sends prophets, and he sends angels at the junction. During this fifth junction, a couple things that make it very important. It was during this junction that omnipotence was made flesh. I want you to get that. Omnipotence, the all-powerful, almighty God, the one that quenched fire in a fiery furnace, the one that opened up a Red Sea, hallelujah, the one that that stopped lions from destroying a prophet, right? I mean, you just name it. The one that turned water into blood, all these mighty things that we read about in the Old Testament, it was at this junction that God became flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It was also during this junction that God and Satan finally crossed on the earth. Amen. It was during that junction.
It was during this junction that nature met its creator. Praise God. It was during this junction that corruption met its master. Oh, everything changed at this junction. So very, very important junction. Now, Brother Branham tells us that, you know, there was prophets, that every junction God sets forth prophets and then angels. And here, you know, we know John the Baptist was a prophet during that time. We realize that he was a prophet, but we also know Jesus himself was a prophet. But now, what we also realize is that Jesus' ministry, glory to God, really didn't take off until John was called off the scene. Amen. It was after John was called off the scene that the ministry of Jesus Christ really began to elevate. Jesus only spent about 3.5 years in ministry. Hallelujah. Right? So, even though we got these two major, and I don't even want to call them two major, we got John being a major prophet, but Jesus being the prophet of prophets.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Son of Man. This is who we have on the scene. Now, I want to just kind of pick up because there were several angels that appeared during this time. Before John was born, his father Zechariah was visited by the angel Gabriel. Amen. That's found in Luke 1, verse 11 through 19. Mary was also visited by the angel Gabriel. That's found in Luke 1, 26 through 37, where she was told, "With God, nothing shall be impossible."
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe that. Joseph himself heard from an angel of the Lord in a dream to take Jesus out of that area, take him down into Egypt. Joseph heard from an angel through a dream. Glory. Amen. The shepherds, when Jesus was born, they were visited by angels while watching their flocks. They heard angels singing because a king was born. Glory. Amen. Also, during that time, while Jesus was on the earth, he went down to, amen, the pool of Bethesda, and there was an angel that came down at certain seasons and troubled the water. Glory. You have to recognize seasons.
Amen.
You have to recognize opportunities. You got to know when to jump in. Sometimes you can come to church and sit there and be quiet if you want to. But you better recognize seasons. Recognize how to open up your mouth and get God's attention. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. But there was an angel that came at a certain season and troubled the world. They had angels visiting during this time. Glory to God. There was an angel that strengthened Jesus as he was preparing himself for Calvary. And also at his resurrection, there was an angel, amen, that went to the women while they were at the tomb to tell them that he was not there, but he was risen again.
All right.
They had angels appearing at that junction.
All right,
now let's pick up something here. This is out of Junction of Time on the paragraph E37. Thank you, Jesus. It says, John came forth claiming the miraculous. John was a prophet. The Bible said, Jesus said himself, there never was a man born on the earth like him till that time. And it says, hallelujah, says, why he was a prophet, the greatest there was till that time, because this was the greatest junction that God ever made with the devil when their paths crossed, and there he would strip him and rob him of everything he had. Hallelujah. John was a prophet. Gabriel was the angel. They're appearing at junction time, glory to God, about 33 years before it happened. God started in plenty of time to forewarn them that the junction time is at hand. The unbelievers waxed worse and downed it and fussed at it and tried to get away with it and finally killed everyone that said anything. But God moved on in the miraculous just the same, for he's omnipotent. He has to. He's God.
Right.
Now, you know, we talk about these miracles. Let me see. I think I want to keep going in here. Hold on one second. Yeah, let me keep going to the next paragraph. It says, look what's taking place now. As we move up into this episode here, as we come up, we see John coming on the river, preaching. He's telling about one that was coming, that's mightier than he. Began to preach. After a while, there appeared none less. Oh, I like that. After a while, there appeared none less than omnipotent himself.
Amen.
Glory. John introduced omnipotence.
Yes, sir.
In the flesh.
Amen.
Right, John. Oh, he comes so meek and so humble. Didn't look like he could do nothing, but when he spoke, the power that was in his voice.
Right.
John introduced omnipotent. It says, after a while there appeared none less than omnipotent himself, wrapped up in a little bundle of flesh. Great Jehovah God revealed himself in his son Christ Jesus. The omnipotence was made flesh and dwelt among us, walked among us, hallelujah. As he walked on the Sea of Galilee one night laying yonder, the little old boat tossed about. He acted like he didn't even pay any attention. Mm-hmm. He was tired, but it come a junction time. Mm-hmm. Glory, hallelujah. Right. Something had to happen.
Amen.
But right. I'm going to tell you, some right. of us are at right. a spot right now where something right. has got right. to happen.
Yes.
Something
Amen.
Has Amen. Got to change.
Amen.
You are at a junction time.
Yes.
Amen. 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 And when you get to junction, what you need is for omnipotence
yes.
to speak to your condition.
Yes.
Omnipotent to change your situation.
Yes.
You tried to change it yourself, but you failed.
Yes.
But now you need omnipotent, the all-powerful
yes.
God
yes.
to make the difference in your life.
Yes.
Look at this.
On,
he
friend.
Says, little old boat talks about he act like he didn't pay any attention. He was tired, but it come a junction time. Something had to happen. Put his foot on the rail of the boat. Looked up and said, peace be still. I tell you, the very creator of heavens and earth laid in that boat, and nature had to obey it when omnipotence speaks. When omnipotence speaks, miraculous takes place. Amen. And can I just say it a little ahead of time? Speak omnipotence.
Amen.
Speak to my circumstance.
Amen.
Speak to my family.
Amen.
Speak omnipotence.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to hear from omnipotence.
Amen.
Almighty God Himself.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'll leave it there. I'm coming back to that quote. I'll come to paragraph D39 in a second. Oh, but look at this now. There was miracles that took place. And I just want to just take a little time. Amen. And just kind of talk about some of the miracles that took place. Oh, Jesus. I went through this little list of mine. I went on the internet. And they listed just, 39 miracles of Jesus. Now, there were so many more. The Bible actually say that there were so many things done by Jesus that the books could not even contain it.
Right.
Couldn't even contain it. We don't even have everything that was done.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But there were a number of, miracles. One of the things they say, his birth was a miracle.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Just being born of a virgin.
Yeah.
That's a miracle. If you believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, you already believe in miracles.
Yes.
That's right.
Don't let the devil tell you that you don't believe in miracles. Yes, you do. If you believe Jesus was born of a virgin, you can believe anything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right? Amen. He turned the water into wine. That was another great miracle. He bypassed processes in order to get that water into wine. Some of y'all need him right now to bypass some processes.
Amen.
If you need it with water into wine, he can bring your situation.
Amen.
Woo. Oh,
amen.
Amen. There's another where he healed a nobleman's son. They call it the second miracle that was done. And let's just maybe pick this one up. This is out of John 4, verse 43. Glory. Let's just pick up a couple of them. Let's read about omnipotence. Amen. And how he operates. John 4, and I'm at verse 43.
Amen.
Says this. Amen. Now, after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. I told you, we need omnipotence to speak.
Yeah.
We want him to speak to our situation.
Yeah.
It's one thing to read about him in the Bible, but I believe he's the same yesterday
Amen.
And today.
Amen.
The Lord, speak to my condition.
Yeah.
Speak to my situation.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Speak to my circumstance.
Yeah.
Right? But Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman. This is a leader, you know, a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. This man needed omnipotence to speak.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory to God. This man needed omnipotence to show up at his house.
Yes.
He knew that if he could just get Jesus to the house, the situation gonna change.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad it looks for my son.
Yeah.
If I can get Jesus here,
yeah,
this thing gonna get fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And that's the way you gotta feel about it.
Yeah.
If I can get Jesus involved,
yeah,
this thing gonna get taken care of.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Glory.
Amen.
And the way that you get him involved, if you stop worrying,
yeah,
how the story is,
yeah,
let go and let God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when things gonna start happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Verse 48. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Now he about to shake this man's faith. Amen. Except you see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, I ain't got time to try to discuss this with you right now. I got a son that's dying. Sir, come down ere my child die. If you don't come, my child gonna die. Hallelujah. It says, Jesus said to him, go thy way. Omnipotence speaking.
Yes, sir.
Go thy way. Thy son liveth.
Yes.
And the man, oh,
glory to God.
That's it. I love this right here, church.
Yeah.
The man didn't feel nothing.
No, sir. No.
The man was in Galilee. His son was in Capernaum.
Uh-huh.
So there was no way he could FaceTime.
Right.
But here's what the Bible says. And the man believed the words that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way.
Yeah.
What that tells me is that when omnipotence spoke, this man had enough confidence that if Jesus said it, then it was all right. If Jesus spoke it, there was no devil that could stop it.
Right.
Sometimes that's all you got to do is believe what the word says.
That's it.
Glory, just believe what the word of God says.
Amen.
Look at this. I love it. It says, verse 51. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. How did the man start living through the spoken word? See, speak omnipotence. Your situation can change through a spoken word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. It says, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. When did he start getting better? And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him.
Right.
Can you imagine walking all that time? Hallelujah. But the good news is that as he's walking, he's expecting, amen, that when he gets there, his son gonna be made whole. But before he can even get home, somebody was already approaching him with the news that it's already done. Oh, glory to God. I'm approaching you this morning. Before you get home, I'm trying to let you know it's already done.
Amen.
How is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? I don't know, and I don't care. Please come. As long as God manifests his power for me, that's all that matters. Hallelujah. Just believe the word. It's the word that will change that situation. It's the word that will change that condition. Just believe the word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Says verse 52. Then inquired he of them the hour when he had begun to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday the seventh hour, the fever left him. And maybe somebody gonna have the testimony yesterday, right about 12 o'clock noon.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. The Lord just struck it. I just believed it. Amen. It's man that didn't question. Now, you didn't come and touch him. Uh-huh. You didn't do this and you didn't do that. Right. No. I ain't got to do none of that. Uh-huh. Just go your way. Your son lives.
Amen.
Just go your way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Except what the word, what omnipotence spoke.
Yes, sir. Right.
And it saw changes in its condition.
Yeah.
All right. Let me finish reading this. It says, so the father knew that it was at that same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed.
Yes.
Now, there's two parts to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing for omnipotence to speak. Come on, somebody. Because he's speaking even right now. It's one thing for omnipotence to speak, but it's another thing for you to believe what has been spoken. The father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. I love the way that the Bible said the second miracle, because the first was when he turned water into wine.
Yeah.
Right? But this one, he never did nothing physically, just spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a miracle. There was a couple miracles that took place there. One is that his son was made whole. Another is that the man believed without feeling nothing, without seeing nothing. Can you imagine walking for a whole day just with the word? That's all they had was what Jesus said. Glory to God. Let me tell you, that's what you're doing right now, walking with what Jesus says. And you know what the man did? He walked right into his manifestation. Because he believed. He walked right into his manifestation. Glory to God. You're going to walk right into your manifestation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just take God at his word.
Amen.
Yeah, that house is on the way.
Amen.
That car is on the way.
Amen.
That healing is on the way.
Amen.
Please, God, amen. That child is on the way. Whatever you need, God's got it.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, it's already done.
Amen.
That restoration is on the way.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody's dropping an email right now.
Amen.
Get ready to send it to you. Somebody's typing up a message right now. Get ready to mail it out to you. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Business is about to be blessed.
Amen.
Oh, somebody's getting ready to call you right now.
Amen.
They're looking at your website.
Amen.
They're looking at your information.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody's got to believe when omnipotence speaks. You got to receive it.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Wonder how you gonna pay them taxes? God has already made a way.
Amen.
He got a dish.
Amen.
With honey in the mouth.
Amen.
That's omnipotent.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. One job that God can give you.
Amen.
One
When that man heard from the Lord Jesus, that man went on his way greeting and thanking God. He knew his situation was God. He began to worship. He began to praise. He's staying in the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you realize as soon as Jesus spoke the word, that's why the man asked the question. I mean, he was excited when they said, "Your son living. Your son living." Oh, praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. But tell me something. Wait now. What time? What time did it happen? Be specific now about the seventh hour. Oh! You can see that man start shouting. That man start jumping. Praise God. He's at the same time that Jesus spoke. Not only that, it's the same time that I believe. Glory! How we need omnipotence to speak. Not just the God of two miracles. We still need miracles today. Glory to God. He'll speak to that man. He'll speak to you.
Amen.
He showed that man that he did not have to be there physically for him to receive his promise. Are you getting that? He demonstrated that he did not need to be there physically for the man to receive his promise.
Amen.
He does not have to be here physically today for us to receive our promise.
Amen. Amen.
If we would just receive it, if we believe it, everything will change. God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Glory, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
One of the other miracles that our Lord Jesus did while he was here. I mean, there's 39 of them. I won't go through all of them, but I just, some of them that I just went and started reading, just kind of quickened to my spirit. I said, let's bring that out. Amen. One of these is that Jesus drove out an evil spirit.
Yeah. All right.
That was one of the miracles.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drove out an evil spirit. Amen. Now, I'm going to read in the scripture. Praise God. Thank you. I want to take it from Mark chapter 1.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Speak omnipotence.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 1 and reading at verse 21. Amen. It says this. This is Jesus casting out demons. This is something that he did when omnipotence showed up. Miracles took place.
Amen.
Miracles took place. I want you to watch this. The scripture says, and they went into Capernaum. Now, where was the nobleman's son living? Capernaum. Mm-hmm. He was in Galilee, mm-hmm. but his son was in Capernaum. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, can you imagine? By as soon as Jesus would come to Capernaum, there's already some noise that's been spread abroad.
Yeah.
This man, now everybody can say, now we saw your son dying. We saw the doctors actually walk out the house with their heads hanging low and saying there's nothing more they could do. You know, nothing, you know, and now we see your son, he's just up and doing all kind of things. What happened? I went to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Jesus.
Yeah.
And when I got to Jesus, I asked him actually to come home with me.
Okay.
But I guess he was too busy to come home.
Okay.
So he just said the word. That's all it is. He said his word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said that based on my faith and what he was able to do.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now my faith was that just come and do it.
Yeah.
Right, cause I got confidence that if you show up, sickness gonna leave my boy.
Yeah.
Somebody couldn't come and just say,
said, you know what? Your son is living right now.
Yes.
And I believe.
Yeah.
And I turned and I started walking away, coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And before I even got here, my servants met me and told me that he started living at the same time Jesus spoke.
Yeah.
The testimony was already spreading through Capernaum.
Yeah.
You can imagine that.
Yeah.
Now, if a testimony precedes a person like that, you can imagine that the people are going to have an expectation when this man comes walking and they see it.
Look at this.
And then went into Capernaum and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and talked.
Mm-hmm.
And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out,
right,
saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him."
Amen.
Let me just stop there just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Notice where the man is hanging out. This man is not on the corner. With spirits in him. We know they got spirits there. This man hangs out in church. This man comes to church every Sunday. Come on, somebody. This man comes to church with his unclean spirit and he sits inside the pews every Sunday. But one day omnipotence came to church. Church, that devil that was inside that man was exposed.
Amen. Amen.
When Jesus spoke, he rebuked the devil, said, "Come out of him." I want to tell you, when omnipotence speaks, the miraculous take place. Jesus didn't wrestle with no devil. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus only spoke to a devil. Because he had authority to speak to a devil. I want you to know you got the same authority. Parents, recognize it's a devil in that child. Don't wrestle with him. Don't fight with him. Speak to that devil. Why? Because omnipotence is dwelling inside of you. Say, "Lose my child and let him go. Lose my son and let him go in the name of Jesus. Lose my daughter and let her go in the name of Jesus." This man hung out in the church. I'm looking for omnipotence to speak to condition. I'm looking for omnipotence to change situations. We bring unclean devils to the church. Based on what we look at.
Right.
What we see on our phone, what we see on the internet, what we see on television. All this stuff brings unclean spirits into the church.
Right.
And you wonder why you can't get no victory.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. Some people just like religion. This man was very comfortable in his condition going to church.
Right.
Just to say he was religious.
Right.
But Jesus was not interested in the man being religious.
Not at all.
I wonder how many times he spoke out in church. And nobody had no power to do nothing. Nobody had, they just accepted him. Oh, you got to excuse Brother So-and-so. You know, he liked that.
No,
we're going to get Brother So-and-so delivered. But we're not going to wrestle with Brother So-and-so. Glory. Verse 26. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, cried with a loud voice, it came out of him. Now let's look at this now. When you speak to the devil, they're gonna cut up. You know what you do? Just back up. Let them cut up. Let him cut up that back. Nah, you ain't gonna hurt me. I can say what I had to say. I said leave. And let me tell you, when they cut up, that means the devil heard you.
That's right.
cannot. Look, I'm going to just forewarn y'all. This ain't being preached just to be preached. You come into this church with unclean spirits. And one day omnipotence will meet them. And you might see something that you never saw before. It's just the devil. And all we want to see is the devil leave. How he leave, we don't know. And we don't care. Just leave.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I know this made the devil feel a little uncomfortable. Yes. I will make him feel very, very uncomfortable.
Amen. Sin ain't gonna hide here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes I know that, you know, why people be doing certain things. We done, for 19 years, by the grace of God, we've been able to keep the church clean.
Amen.
Now, what people do when they leave church, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I can't make you go out there and live right. But in here, we're trying to keep the church clean where the Spirit of God can be free to move.
So God has been good to us by that.
So sometimes we have to say things in order just to keep sin out.
That's right.
But if you don't say it, people just sneak this in. Sneak that in. Next thing you know, we got Babylonian garments.
Come on.
Hidden in somebody's tent. Amen. Gold from the Babylonians that we done took. We done stole it. Ain't nowhere Achan can even wear garments like that. What fellowship is he gonna go to? With Babylonian garments.
Amen.
What fellowship will he go? He can't even go anywhere like that.
Right.
Oh, glory. I know we in there now.
Yes.
We in there now. We in there real good right now. I, when the Lord showed me this man was sitting there in church with spirits.
My Lord.
He come to church with his spirit. When you go to a hospital, you're looking for them to take care of things. You come to church, this is a spiritual hospital. We should take care of things. Make the devil feel uncomfortable.
Amen.
Amen.
His religion cannot hide his spirit.
Right.
I mean, because you know, we come to church and this fellow's probably just like us. We come and we say amen here. But when we get home, we acting like a devil. We ain't acting like no amen there. We acting like a devil. God ain't even welcoming your house. Because of your actions. I told you at the very beginning of the sermon, it was Elijah's words, the things that he spoke, that created his condition. Right? And sometimes in your life, it's the things that you are speaking out of your mouth that's creating your condition. And you want the thing to change, you know how it's going to change? When you change. He looks at he winks at our ignorance.
Yes.
Right? That's what the Bible says. He winks at our ignorance. He already know we're going to mess things up.
Right.
So he got to make a way for us to out of the midst of all that. And I thank God for him making a way.
Amen.
Now once he cleaned it up, don't go back and mess it up again.
Amen.
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 Is speaking.
Yes.
Get ready to fix some things.
Yes.
Get ready to straighten out some things. I said on Wednesday, this is why we need not just a filling of the Holy Ghost, but we need refillings of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The refilling, it kind of molds us and makes us all over again. Amen. It get all that bitterness out. Oh, Lord, help me to talk about it. Take all that hardness out.
That's right.
And then it just melts you.
Yeah.
You need a good snot.
Yeah.
In the presence of God.
Yeah.
You need to just be just broken in the presence of God. We need that. Because we get so hard. So callous. We need the Spirit of God to kind of melt us a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. We need to bathe in the Holy Ghost. Get some of the dirt of the world off of us. Something that'll change our thinking. Something that'll change our action. Something that'll change our reaction. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive.
you want to stay kept, you're going to need more Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes. More Holy Ghost. Glory! Yes. Speak omnipotence!
Yes.
God have mercy.
God have
Let me try to finish here. This man. Verse 26 is when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice that came out of him. I told you now, you're going to see manifestations like that. Don't get afraid when you see that. Sometimes you can hear people worshiping, and the Holy Spirit is coming down, then you hear this real strange sound. Sound like they worship. Ain't no worship. That's a spirit. That's a spirit.
Yes,
sir. I see some of y'all young people that go out there and get messed up in life.
Yeah.
You entertain these spirits and even come to church.
Yeah.
Like this man, he was coming to church with unclean spirits.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. Unclean spirits.
Right.
The things that make you do some of the stuff you do, it's an unclean spirit that does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And so you go out there, you get all mixed up, and then you come in here.
Right.
And one day omnipotence. Is going to meet you here. Now the good thing about this man in his condition, the good thing about him, is that this man actually needed to be set free.
Yeah.
And Jesus was there to set him free.
Right.
I wonder how many other unclean spirits came to church and went home unclean the same way that they came. Look at this. And they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Now, Jesus was not wrestling with the man. He wasn't fighting with the man. He spoke and let the devil just tear him to pieces right there.
Right.
Look, I don't care what you do. There's a couple things that you can't do.
Right.
You can't take his life. Right? You can't take his life, and you can't stay there no more. You've been evicted. And just look at you. Hold thy peace. Come out of here. Don't talk no more to me. Don't say no less to me. Hold your peace and come out. Don't even try to tell people who I am. Don't reveal nothing to nobody. Pretty much tell the devil, shut up.
That's it.
Hold your peace and come out. Now he could have said, bro, you gotta leave church. You got to, no, that's not what, no, so hold your peace. He knew it was the devil inside the man.
Yeah.
Hold your peace, come out.
Yeah.
Loose him, let him go. I tell you the truth here. Look at this. And as I was thinking about this, the first miracle that happens in Capernaum is this boy that's about to die, and his daddy went to see Jesus in Galilee.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. It was a spoken word that was sent from Galilee to Capernaum.
Right.
Now, can you imagine even the devils knew that they was in trouble when Jesus showed up?
Yes,
the devil and this man said, now what you coming to do? You know?
Right.
He said, look, hold your peace. Come out of him. Don't just leave me alone and leave him alone. And now, after this, I want to tell you, after this particular manifestation, the only thing that's going to happen is that Jesus' name is going to get greater.
Yes.
It's not going to diminish. It's actually going to get greater.
Yeah.
Right.
There's going to be more people that want this man Jesus to come to their town. There's going to be more people that want Jesus involved in their situation. I know after I read it, I want to get Jesus involved in my situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I need omnipotence to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Verse 28 says this, immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Now, I got almost 39 miracles. But I can't read them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read them all.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is stop there for the day,
mm-hmm.
and we'll pick it up. Let omnipotence speak.
Amen.
Let omnipotence
speak.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Yes. Just breathe.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this great junction, the fifth junction, the prophet tells us about is when you became flesh, omnipotence took on flesh. Came here to the earth, and Lord, you showed the power. You demonstrated that power. You demonstrated that anointing. It's wrapped up in a body of flesh. God, as we read the various testimonies of things that were written about you in Scripture, our hearts begin to long, God, for more of that same presence, that same God, to dwell in our midst, to speak to our circumstances, to speak to our situations, to speak to our children. God, we need that Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost to make a difference, Lord, in us and in them. Yes. We realize time is winding up, Lord. And as we read here in the story, this man coming to church with these unclean spirits. God, we see people walk in and out with unclean spirits. God, speak. Let heaven pour out, God. And Father, just change us, Lord, from the inside out. Lord, as this nobleman heard the word come from you that his son lives. He said, your son liveth. Go home. He lives. Man, start moving and going home. And God, before he can make it there, the word had already come back to him that his son was living. The testimony had come. God, I pray that as the Holy Spirit has spoke these words today, that change would begin to happen even right now. Lord, don't let it just be deaf words. But let it be words that have power, words that have demonstration, words that have action, words that prove that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Satan, you can't hold our loved ones. You can't bind them. Your time is up. It is already done. We claim each one in the name of Jesus. We have followed the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have lived the word of God. We have applied the word of God. We're believing, oh God, that we'll receive exactly what you told us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We bless you and we praise you. We honor you, Father. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me give the Lord a hand of praise. Finding myself at a loss for words. It's all me. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Oh, word of God, speak.
Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen.
God bless you all.